Hello! Thanks for joining us for another day full of inspiration with a Christian Science Daily Lift. John Tyler is a Christian Science practitioner and teacher who's sharing from Washington, D.C. His encore lift can also be heard in French, German, and Italian.
On the farm, as a boy, I had a five-gated chestnut named Sultan. I loved horses. For several years, Sultan and I were very close. Sultan taught me a lot, especially the importance of listening. Using 10 muscles, a horse can turn each ear independently up to 180 degrees and can hear sounds over a wider range of frequencies than we do. Twice in our travels, thanks to Sultan's careful listening, we were spared a dangerous encounter with a snake. During our friendship, I was learning about Christian Science. Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer of Christian Science, describes in her major work, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, the constant communication from God to each of us. She does that in this way. Love, a name she and St. John use for God, love inspires, illumines, designates, and leads the way. All four of those verbs are in the present tense, meaning love is inspiring and leading us here and now. In fact, divine love is communicating to each of us constantly. Just as I had come to trust Sultan's listening, I became conscious of divine love's inspiring, illumining, designating, and leading me. I began to realize that when I was aware of that constant communication, I would prick up my ears and, like Sultan, listen acutely. Listen spiritually. This was especially helpful when I was driving thousands of miles while lecturing and was often tempted to use my human logic or my sometimes unreliable GPS in determining the route. I would often remember Sultan and remind myself to become conscious of divine love's ever-present inspiration, communicating moment by moment.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2025.